given you lessons enough that you can discern what is not written there. You've been told there would come the day when you would feel alone, because if I tell you, they know what I tell you. They will make sure, if they can, that it does not come to be and that you are put out of commission. So ego must go to the side. No more, I knew first. You better know last. If they come to you, I didn't know that. Who am I that I would know that? And I guarantee you that this is a problem with Dorma. She doesn't know. And I'm not telling her. And she's reaching out, and she threatens, and she, I won't write anymore, I won't do this, you tell me, I deserve this. No, she deserves more than this. And therefore, as the parent and the teacher, she won't know. Well, they'll expect me to know. Well, then they're wrong. This is the only protection mechanism that we have for you ones. But I tell you what you do deserve. You deserve this kind of a meeting. You don't deserve to go out there and petition and not get your response. I've told you all along, there are some things I may not tell you, some things I will not tell you, and other things I don't give a damn about enough to bother to find out about them. They are so trivial. And those are for you to find out about. But I will always tell you the difference. And then you're just going to have to trust me. And you're going to have to remember that if your intent is where you say it is, then you do trust enough to know that God, in His power, has it. And yours is only to decide how you personally wish to pursue this, either in your prayers, in your activities. But I do have some suggestions that will help you. Ed knows ones, Cleary, to take it to, even if you have to take this tape and play it on the telephone. Tell them to find out. Ones who can get Grice's ear, play for him. But it should distress you that this information is not flowing back from Carson City. What does that mean? Doesn't matter what it means. I want you to make sure that Carson City now gets it. Because I want it out there that all of you do know about it. I want the readers to know that they are right up front with getting the information, regardless of how it works out. And if it doesn't work out, guess what? They're all going to come back and say it didn't work out, and you are going to say, hey, this isn't Hatton's photon belt. And I have something to share with you ones about Hatton's photon belt. We have a major, major player in Canada who only came in because of the photon belt article. Because he knew it was real. So never try to outguess God. You can try to outguess me if you want, because I enjoy the challenge, and this is our association as family. This is what makes it worth my while to participate, and your worthwhile to participate with me. And I think it was really nice of them to give us a nice snowstorm to make it difficult to do the things we need to do today. But isn't it wonderful? And didn't Mr. Tesla do his best work in the snowstorms? So let's turn every lemon into lemonade. Don't don't accept the negative. And if you want to take your nation back, you make this come to be. And you don't have to take up a gun to do it. And you've got more out there than you can imagine that will rally if you get the proper leader. I feel very, very sorry for ones like Simonette, because he's been very close. And he doesn't even know what Bo is. He doesn't know where he stands. How's that for a running mate? Has Bo been set up? Is he withdrawn because he knows he has a larger purpose and he has to play this role? Well, who would I be to pull that cover away if that's the way it must be? I would certainly not be a friend, would I? And I would certainly not be a good patriot, would I? But I suggest that you ones who have contacts begin to make them, find out what they know about it, get them busy. There's an underground network that can find out and verify these things. Now we can visit. What would you like to talk about?
Question?
Please.
It was mentioned on the tape, and I don't know if it goes into further depth elsewhere in that tape, but it was mentioned that they need to hear from all 50 republics, but it was not mentioned why. Do you have information on
that? Well, that's a very big clue that should distress you.
Right.
This should not require hearing from anybody.
Not if treason and sedition and all these kind of things are involved. I wouldn't think.
Sounds like Mr. Perot, doesn't it? Well, if I hear from 50 states, then I will, you know, no. There's some very invalid things in here. There's some raunchy, blaring errors. That's one of them. To get a movement like this going does not require, unless the whole thing is a lie, they're just starting to try to get some attention drawn through numbers, through masses. The ones who didn't get their votes counted, you know, now we're going to respond and you're going to be overwhelmed with these cards and letters that say, "We citizens, speak out." And in that instance, this would be a really good move, wouldn't it? On the other hand, to give you a song and dance that is a lie is very dangerous. I mean, if you don't want your name on a mailing list for a catalog, for goodness sakes, I don't think you want to send them in, "I am a participant in the overthrow of this government, sir. And I live at, and my heart is located 5 centimeters left of midline." This is invalid stuff. Anybody else?
Seems to me the paper ought to go out normally. If you throw out signals to the enemy, well, then they can set up the sabotage a little better Wednesday, whereas we just move smoothly and do our numbers straight away, whatever time, whatever effort, and whatever bodies are required, we ought to do that.
That should be given some thought.
Mm-hmm.
I do want you to know that you're a little late into this one. I purposely kept you a little late into this one because there are already some major patriot papers that are going to already run this. But you're right abreast with them at this point because you are at publication day. So you've got an opportunity to begin with it without it being any more striking than anything else you've run. And then Ed is absolutely right. You are furthering the cause. The Liberator, back in Civil War days, in trying to abolish slavery, bring justice and righteousness to this world, the Liberator represented the freedom of man and the constitutional justice in the United States of America. And that's where you are again, and that's the way it should be represented, not as a Bible, but as a voice for the people. So it must be from earth standpoint, earth vision, given greater vision by your connection with higher resource, whether that be the Bible for the true Christian, searching and knowing within. Don't get hung up. You don't throw all, including the baby, out with that bathtub. There's very valid guidelines in that Bible book. But you've got to search them out, and you've got to know what they are. You're okay, patriots. You see, you're all right. This is what should be happening. This is no surprise. You may act surprised. I'll let Dorma get away with it because she lives in a fog. She writes and writes and writes and writes, and she's the last to read. So you ones are going to have to understand that each accepts what is bringing or coming forth in their own capability of handling it. And each one of you will say, well, what if it all falls down tomorrow? Well, I would ask you, if it all falls down tomorrow, precious ones, what difference does it make to you? What would you do today? And if it's a positive thing, then go right now and do it. If it's something that you won't change, if it's tomorrow or next year, other than possibly, maybe, well, sort of, then you're not going to do it anyway. So don't get hung up on it. It's frightening because as you ones who have been given, I suppose it's a curse, really, not a blessing on your level, to be able to see and every now and then get glimpses. It's not fun to get those glimpses of barren fields as far as you can see, polluted and radiated and dead and dying people. It's not pleasant to see people who didn't get killed from the collapsing of the buildings as they just fall upon themselves and then get sucked under to be dying of fumes coming up from the cracks where they've run for safety. And the mind rebels at it. And the mind wants to cry out, it's a lie, it's a lie, it can't be. And then there is this sense of knowing that it is, and you have to face it. So you all want to run and hide. And many of you will get sick, physically too ill to be able to function the rest of the day. I cannot move. Well, she's just about there, you see. And the interesting thing is that I can let her do that because it would go out of her hands now anyway. But don't cop out on your job. I'm not going to let you get away with it. I realize that you've got to come into balance, and enemy comes over here, and I know we mispronounce your name, but quite frankly, I don't like the sound of enemy. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You are not our enemy.
And you.
You may call me an enemy if it sounds better. It's a flower.
A flower. We'll just call you friend. And you've come at one of the most incredible times to experience. And your journalistic blood should be kind of popping around there. Wouldn't it be nice if this came to be? Well, something has got to come to be because Congress passed some laws. And they've either got to back off of them or they've got to go through with them. And what they do about it would be certainly interesting, if nothing more. And you do have some very major cosmic happenings coming, you've got a comet headed at you, or at least into your vicinity. You also have an eclipse coming in just a few days. These are powerful signals and powerful signs. But I'm going to remind you, it's up to you, what do you want to do about this? And when you have made up your minds, don't kid yourself, I'll know. And then we'll know what next step to take. And I want to remind you, we're having a good time. There is such joy in this room right now that I'm almost embarrassed. You wait and wait and wait, and seems like bad news. I don't care if this is bad news. For you, it's good news. It means that you're getting into your job. And on that note, I'm going to take leave so you can get into your job. I'm as near as you thought. If we need another meeting, call it. A lot of things going on. Please, please just stay aware.
May I briefly ask a question?
Yes.
The writing that you already provided us with this morning, which I have not seen yet, is it preparatory to this information?
A little bit of it, yes.
Okay, thank you.
It'll make sense as you read it.
Sure.
And listen.
Okay, thank you.
The tempo is picking up.
Sure is.
That's great.
It is good. Aren't you glad you stuck around and didn't go to Memphis?
Salute.
Go make snowmen.
Make some lemonade.
Long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go in peace.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Salute. By the way, I cherish you and I salute you, and I'm sorry to leave you with quandary. You will make the right decisions.